My name is Megan Owens, and I have known Marty since I was three. So I guess that means I've known Barry since I was three. And hearing Keir and Nathan have brought up a lot of memories. I was also one of the kids with Marty that played with that laundry chute. And I do know that I was sort of the loud, obnoxious counterpart to his sweet daughter, Marty, who was quiet. And I was a morning person, and Marty is not. And I think poor Barry, long-suffering Barry, of is Marty up yet? Is Marty up yet? Is Marty up yet? Probably every hour on the hour from 8 a.m. to 1 when Marty got up. And I remember I recently was in a toy shop, and the game Mealborn was there, and I bought it, and I think that had something to do with Barry and Yvonne, because we used to play it all the time when I used to go to their house. And I just remember how they both just welcomed me in that house, and I just felt a part of the family. And then, so Marty asked me to read her. Being the loud, obnoxious one, Marty asked me to read her remarks, and I was honored to do so. And I'm going to put glasses on top of glasses, and I can hear Marty say, "Megan, we're in the public." Okay, I can do that. So this is from Marty for her dad, Barry. I'm going to start on page one, at the very beginning. When Yvonne suggested that Barry's kids say something at his service, she said, "Can you all say something like Marty said to Barry last week?" I was a bit surprised because I thought it was a little personal. At least that's how I thought of it when I decided to tell this to Barry. Even thinking, "I just want to say this to Barry by ourselves." We had a family Zoom in the week before he died. I knew my brothers would be on the call as well as Yvonne, but I realized that I didn't mind if they heard. And I actually thought it might be nice if especially Yvonne and Brendan heard, though I think Brendan couldn't make it on that Zoom. In the end, I suppose what I said is also a tribute, not just a personal memory. With my voice cracking, I told Barry that when I was growing up, I had many friends whose parents got divorced. At times, especially during the teen years, many of my friends with divorced parents felt like their fathers didn't have time for them, or didn't want to see them, or worse, only wanted to lavish time on their new families. I never felt this way. I felt like Barry always wanted to see me. I always felt loved. He wanted me to come over for as many weekends as I could, and then to visit as often as I could when he moved away from the area. And it wasn't just him. I felt welcomed by Yvonne and Brendan too. Every time I came to the house, Barry's eyes were closed when I said this, but I think he heard. My dad liked for me to try new things and was always very encouraging. Today, I'm one of only a handful of people in the DC metro area who doesn't drink coffee. I never understood that, Marty. But when I was around six, I saw Barry drinking coffee and it looked so cozy and nice. I asked him if I could have some. I was so excited when he brought me an orange juice glass size of coffee. It was lighter than the color of caramel or almonds. He had basically poured me a glass of milk, warmed it up, put maybe a teaspoon of coffee and one or two teaspoons of sugar, but I was drinking coffee. Nowadays, I do like the smell of coffee, but it's always too strong for me. He made me a wooden dollhouse that had doors with real hinges, two floors, and a long staircase. Then he worked with me to help me build a small desk and stool. The desk and stool may have defined the meaning of the word rickety, but we made them together, so they were perfect. We would go camping sometimes. I remember one time when I was around 9 years old. I am someone who likes to know what is going to happen at all times to be prepared for it. On this one camping trip, we had to cross some water. It was probably a little babbling brook, but in my mind, it was a river. There were some rocks in the water that Yvonne nimbly walked across. I said, "Wait, we're supposed to step on the rocks? What if I miss?" They encouraged me to give it a try. "You can do it." The rocks seemed smaller as I looked at them, and the water in what was probably a little creek seemed to grow larger and larger. My dad said, "I'll show you. It's easy." He went over the rocks, balancing well as he went. Finally, I held my breath and put one foot on a rock. Then I tried to put the other down. I missed or I slipped. I don't know what happened. My foot was headed into the water. I was going to fall in, get carried down the raging river. I seemed to go under the water in slow motion. Then I felt something on my arm. My dad pulled my arm. I put my foot on the rock and we stepped onto the others and I made it to the other side. So he gave me encouragement with a hand to help when I started to fall. One evening I was babysitting Brendan. I started watching the PBS Anne of Green Gables series. If you have seen it, you know it's a multiple hour long episode show. And if you haven't seen it, I recommend it. Marty and I both recommend it. When they got home from their dinner out or movie, they greeted me. Then they sat down on the couch and got sucked in and watched it with me for another 2 hours or so until it ended. Yes, I had been babysitting by myself, but when they got home, they hung out with me as well, basically watching a movie together. When I came in 2018, I went on Barry's walk with Sammy a few times. We hadn't been walking very long when he waved to someone. I asked if he knew that person. He said no. I saw him wave so to many people. Anyone driving by got a wave from Barry. Most people waved back too. He had two routes he took on these walks. One was slightly shorter than the other one. On the longer walk, he was telling me how he would run into people at different places in Rossmore, and they would tell him how they had been having a bad day. And then as they were driving home, he waved to them, and it just made them feel better. We were walking down a long hill toward Gateway, and he said he didn't walk this way too often. He said, "Sometimes it's too tiring." And I said, "Yeah, it's a long way to walk. And then you have to walk uphill almost the whole way back." He said, "No, my arm gets tired." When we got to the major street at the end, his arm kept popping up, waving to this person, waving to another, and I saw what he meant. When I came to California in 2018, when Yvonne was recovering from knee surgery, Barry was not very well himself. He was spending the majority of his time when he wasn't walking Sammy in his recliner. To get there, I booked flights at crazy hours to get non-stops. My flight to return home was at something like 5 a.m. and I had to leave their house at around 3:30 a.m. One of Yvonne's friends heard I needed a ride to get back to the airport. Then when she found out the time, her facial expression changed slightly. I said, "Don't worry, I'm getting an Uber." If any of you have been to their house, you know that you don't drive right up to the door. You stop at a parking lot and walk about 100 to 150 steps up to their door. I was a little nervous about the Uber finding me in the lot, thinking, would he wait if I'm still walking there? Will he find the right parking lot? So when I left, I gave slightly cursory hugs to both Barry and Yvonne. I was touched that they both got up at that hour to see me off. I looked back at Yvonne standing with crutches and Barry with his bathrobe and smiled. I took all my stuff out and started walking as fast as I could, wearing a backpack and pulling a suitcase with another bag on top of it. When I finally got to the parking lot, I saw no car waiting. I took out my phone to check for the Uber, and then I saw one coming. Feeling relief, I sighed and looked all around, and there was Barry. To my surprise, in his bathrobe, he had walked behind me the whole way at 3:30 in the morning to see me off. I gave him a big hug. Big hugs are what we're thinking now, Barry. And I say, amen to that. And I can totally see Barry meeting you at 3:30 in the morning in his bathroom, making sure you got off safely. So thank you all, and thank you, Marty, and thank you, Yvonne, and thank you, Barry.